welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. He has much to say. So many things can be done as we take the Lord at His word. A healing process begins from the moment we first believe on Jesus Christ as our Savior. And that healing process continues to multiply as we hear His word, having faith in Him. Trusting God is the key. Faith believes the promise of God. It looks to God. And when we trust the Lord, we have a direction to use our faith in. Because trust is a verb, it's active. And faith, trust is a noun, but faith is a verb and is active. Because we trust God, we speak His word and activate His life in ours. Wherever we need life, whatever, if our body is sick and we need the life of God to bless a part of our bodies, we speak life to it. We speak God's promise. The same scripture, by His stripes we are healed. We say it and we mean it. And we receive our healing, the life of God, where we need it. A man had throat cancer, and they cut it out. And I laid hands on him, and I didn't feel anything. I just prayed the prayer of faith. But he told me later that he felt the power of God go in his throat. And he recovered so fast when they took the trach out. The doctors went and got each other to look at how fast he healed. They didn't expect his healing to be so rapid. We have the life of God, and we release it by faith. Faith is always, should always be on. If you don't do anything, your faith can stay on. The faith of salvation is always on. It's like a pilot light. It's always lit. It's like the light bulbs in your house. When you want that electric, when you want to see, you turn them on. Your heating system, it's always on. Your air conditioner is always ready to go. When you turn the switch on, it starts working. All things being equal, it's on. Our faith is always, the sun is always on. Our faith is always on. The earth rotates and when you get to the dark side, it's night, you can't see the sun. But the sun is still on. So are the stars. Now the moon reflects the light of the sun. The life of God is always ready. Just like the sun, the life of God is always ready to go. It's always on. And when our faith is always on, we always activate it. We can activate whatever we need and receive the promise of God's word. The moon is always reflecting the light of the sun. Even when it's just a portion of the moon, it looks like a crescent. That's because the sun is on and the moon is reflecting the light of the sun. It's always on. And our faith receives the blessings that God has given us. When our faith is on, we receive whatever it is we need. Faith without works is dead. But when it comes to healing, Jesus did the works. We just believe and receive. Our faith is to receive what He's done for us. without any doubt in our heart. None. Not even a microscopic portion of doubt should be in our heart against God. Doubt is against God. It looks away. Unbelief rejects God. It won't believe no matter what happens because of the hatred against God. Some people are intelligent. They hear the word, they understand it, and they reject it. They won't believe because they don't want to. They love this world. This world is enmity against God. But I heard something wonderful this morning in John. When we're looking to, when we're abiding in the Lord, we can't see Him. Now I was listening to first, second, and third John. When we're abiding in the Lord, we just can't see Him. There's no will for it. We don't want it, and we don't want to sin when we're abiding in the Lord, when we're living according to His word. That's when we can ask what we will and it will be done. We're living in Him. Our faith is on. We're looking to Him. We're trusting and receiving. We're living in Him according to His word. And we don't want sin in our life. We don't want anything to do with sin. We want to do what God is doing. You can't sin when you're in love with God. When you love His ways, His word, and His people. What's next? How can you want to sin if you love God? You can't do both at the same time. But the love of the world is enmity against God. When you add to your faith virtue, and the virtue knowledge, temperance, the things that Peter talked about in 2 Peter chapter 1. Verse 10 said, if you do these things, you'll never fall. If you're abiding in Him, you're not going to fall. You won't sin. If you love God, you'll have to just change your whole heart in order to go and do somebody wrong on purpose. When I'm in the Lord's presence, I don't want to sin. That's why years ago, I went to a church where worship was strong. And I wanted to learn about the Holy Spirit more than anything. And I learned how to go in God's presence. Greg Hoser used to pray a lot. Bless him. He used to pray a lot. He wanted to be like Bishop Bonner. Great man of God. And Elder Lewis, he wanted to be like them. And so he prayed so God would be, he drew near to the Lord and the Lord drew near to him. And I learned to go in God's presence. We had a wonderful choir. People loved God. They sang songs of worship. And when they sang those songs of Zion, and Greg Hoser would usher people into the Lord's presence. Not only Greg Hoser, Jerry Frazier too. He sung some anointed songs. He was a real musician, a musician's musician. But I was blessed to know them, and they are a blessing now somewhat. But when I went in the Lord's presence, I didn't want sin. And I said, now Lord, I want to live in life like I do in your presence, in the prayer room or at home when I go and get in your presence. I said, I don't know how to do that, but I want you to teach me how I can be like you are, but like I am in your presence. Because I wanted to, I wanted to hate sin just like I did in that prayer room because I was in the Lord's presence. I felt powerful. I felt strong. I was yielded to God. But then when I go back to work, I go back to the same dogfight. Or wherever I go, the temptations are there, the aggravations are there. And I didn't know how to take that same devotion with me. Then I couldn't wait to go back to church and go in God's presence and learn His word. You know, it's a blessing that, you know, the love for the word of God. Some people have it more than others, and people value it different. I value the love of God and the word of God now. I value living in His presence. And I see people go to church and they just kind of go through the motion, it seems. Now, everybody's different. Some people have learned their life's okay and they're not, nothing's bothering them. But what I want to say to them, God has so much more for you to know about. There's so many things you can really be doing in Him. Not, and it won't carry you too far out of your way. Now, I'm going to tell you what happened. I asked the Lord to teach me how to live in, like I do in His presence. Over time, I learned some things. He showed me how to do it. And I'm still doing, you know, I'm still growing. And this is like 30 years later. But what I found out was, knowing the word, I kept going in His presence. This was a request that I had, and I said, I'm going to learn how to do this. And Elder Lewis said, you're on the mountaintop. You got to come off the mountain and go back down in the valley. But that didn't sit right in my heart. So what I did next was, I said, I pray anyway. I said, I'm going to learn. It's a way to do this. I just don't know how. But I didn't talk about it because I didn't want nobody to try to talk me out of it, because that's what they would have did, because people try to protect you from getting hurt. I wasn't going to get hurt. I knew I was going to learn what I was after because I put my faith on it. Faith is on. Faith looks to God. I look to God and I ask Him questions. He said, come boldly. I stood flat-footed and I said, Lord, teach me how to do this. I don't know how to do it. And that's all God needs, a person that won't let up. Sometimes you got to be like a dog. When a dog is after a rib bone, you can't talk him out of it. He's going to do everything in his power till he get that rib bone. It smells good to him. You just cooked it. He wants one. I wanted to know how to live in God's presence. So I kept seeking about it. I knocked, asked, and sought the Lord about it until He taught me. This was not something that He taught me in one day. And I understand the reason why. First of all, over time, I learned everything that He gave me. Everything He taught me, I paid attention. It's like I was storing that knowledge like on a computer file. I was putting things together, two and two together, until I learned what I was after. Sometimes you just got to pay attention to the Holy Spirit. He knows what you ask for, and He's answering you. Some things He can answer quickly. Sometimes it takes time. Now, in a few moments, I'm going to tell you what I learned over the course of about 30 years. In 1990, in the 80s, we were still at Refuge Temple, the church in North Birmingham. I asked the Lord how to do this in like 85 or 6. In 1990, the Lord spoke to me and said, I want you to read 5 chapters in the morning, 5 in the middle of the day, and 5 at night. And I did so. After 3 months of reading 15 chapters, and what I, you know, man always mess up what God gave him to do. I read 5 in the morning, a few in the middle of the day sometimes, and I made sure I read the rest of the 15 the night before I let myself go to sleep. And I worked so hard and long, I would be tired. I had to literally walk, pace the floor, and read the Word of God until I got all 15 chapters, because I was too tired to sit down and read it. But preacher, that take dedication. Good things do. But that was my life. I worked a lot. And I had to. I didn't charge enough money, so I worked a lot of hours. And that's another story for another time. But this is what I did. And I would walk around in the living room reading the Word of God until I read all the chapters. Then I would go to bed. But what happened was, my word was filled with the heart, which is filled with faith. And when I used to go in the Lord's presence, I would collapse. I would feel his, sometimes I'd be worshiping God and feel his presence, and I couldn't compose myself to ask the questions I really wanted to know while I was in his presence. But after about 3 months, I was in the Lord's presence, and I knew he was there. I said, Jesus, don't go nowhere. I said, don't go nowhere. I got questions I want to ask you. And I asked him my questions. And he answered me in a way I could understand. And they were not easy questions either. And I'm not going to tell you what it was. But he answered me. And it was good. And I learned from it. And then I noticed that he was still there. So I asked him some more questions. And we talked for a while. Well, when I finally went to bed, I woke up and I praised God like I always do. Worshiped him and prayed in the Holy Spirit. Then I studied the word and I started asking questions. And he was still there. I noticed that he didn't go anywhere. I thought he was going, you know, retract his presence like always. That's what I was used to. Now, really, in truth, the Lord don't go anywhere, but he can cause us to be aware of his presence and to be unaware of his presence. And he can cause us to notice his presence, and then it's like he can leave, but he's really still there. But I notice his presence. And I started learning the concept. Now, the Lord started teaching me things that I needed to know. And it helped. It all worked together. I found out that I can enjoy his presence wherever I am, no matter what's going on around me. I still have him with me always. And I could notice his presence. And by the Holy Spirit, he talked to me and teach me things. Sometimes I'm at work and he want to give me a teaching. Sometimes he just bring a teaching that I'm going to need. And he talked to me for hours while I'm working. People come around and they ask questions. And sometimes it'll get your mind off what you're doing. But he's always there. And I learned how to pay attention anyway. Praise and worship can be a strong part of our lives. And if we take time and learn his ways and his word, there's nothing we can't do. And it's not hard. Everything of God is easy to be received. His knowledge is easily attained. If you take him at his word, he's a blessing. You can't live in God's presence and sin. You're not going to want it. You chose to be in his presence. You chose his way of life. A lot of things work together for me to learn to live in his presence. I learned authority, how to fight, how to resist temptation, how to resist Satan's influences, how to carry myself. A lot of things went with it because evil thoughts, the Lord don't want to be around evil thoughts. And things are designed to get you frustrated. When Jesus fed the 5,000 and they were in the boat going back, and they had the waves were moving and they were they They forgot about the blessings, the miracle that they had just seen, and they were concerned about the what was going on in the boat. And the Bible said their hearts were hardened. Now, when things aggravate you, it hardens your heart. You're frustrated at the situation, and you can forget the things of God for a time, for a while. And this is, you know, it's important. I saw things like that, and I learned how to manage my heart. I learned how to not let things bother me and overcome them. Overcome evil with good. And it's really easy. It's a choice. And you choose to do it God's way. You choose to take authority over your life. And it works. And you can remain in God's presence, though negative things are all about. And sometimes, every now and then, somebody wants to know, how do you do that? I say, on the inside, there's a party going on. What's on the outside is not in me. I'm enjoying the presence of the Lord. And he gives me strength. And whatever goes on the outside, that's out there, and I can handle it. Now, I'm out of time. You're going to find out a lot of things as you learn the ways of God and how his kingdom operates. It shouldn't remain that the world can operate in their kingdom better than we can operate in the kingdom of God. But we need to be learning his ways so we can operate just like God. He gave us these things, and people are not learning. They don't know it because they're not learning about it. It's not God's fault, nor is it his plan. It's his plan for you to learn how the kingdom work and operate the kingdom. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus is our Lord.